Good afternoon. The cold front that brought showers and thunderstorms to parts of the area with heavy downpours yesterday and part of last night continues to track off to the east through New England and off the eastern seaboard. In its wake, some leftover moisture, so we may see a pop-up shower or two and maybe a burst of rain in parts of New England as that front passes by. Upper-level energy will still have to move through today, so skies will be partly sunny. And while the humidity levels will come down a bit during the day, it'll still be a bit sticky outside with high temperatures reaching into the lower 80s on average. It'll continue to dry out after dark tonight with high pressure moving in. Skies will become mostly clear and temperatures will drop back into the upper 50s and lower 60s for overnight lows. This will set us up for a good-looking weekend with dry weather and a mix of sun and clouds on Saturday, highs pushing back into the middle 80s. The humidity will tend to drop during the day Saturday and continue to fall for the second half of the weekend, making Sunday very nice with lots of sunshine and pleasant humidity, highs in the lower 80s. The temperature will creep back up on Monday, still the humidity in check in the mid-80s, and high pressure will remain in control both at the surface and aloft into the middle of next week. We'll continue our warming trend on Tuesday with a mix of sun and clouds and increased humidity as highs push up toward 90. And with hot temperatures and higher humidity on Wednesday, we'll look for the risk of a few afternoon thunderstorms in the lower 90s. The remnants of Barry from the Gulf of Mexico will make an approach later in the week next week, with the chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms on Thursday, holding the temperatures back into the 80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Tropical Storm Barry, located about 100 miles southwest of the mouth of the Mississippi River. Barry is moving slowly toward the west-northwest near 5 miles per hour, and a motion toward the northwest is expected to begin later today, followed by a turn toward the north by Saturday night. On the forecast track, the center of Barry will approach the central or southern coast of Louisiana through tonight, then make landfall over the central Louisiana coast on Saturday. After landfall, Barry is expected to move generally northward through the Mississippi Valley through Sunday. Reports from an Air Force Reserve NOAA Hurricane Hunter aircraft indicate that maximum sustained winds have increased to near 65 miles per hour with higher gusts. Additional strengthening is forecast before landfall, and Barry is expected to be a hurricane when the center reaches the coast. Weakening is expected after Barry moves inland. The slow-moving nature of this tropical system means that heavy rain will last longer, and Barry is expected to produce total rain accumulations of 10 to 20 inches over southeastern Louisiana and southwest Mississippi, with isolated maximum amounts of 25 inches. These rains are expected to lead to dangerous, life-threatening flooding over portions of the central Gulf Coast into the lower Mississippi Valley. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny with the chance of a shower or thunderstorm, upper 80s. Boston partly sunny with showers and storms in the mid-80s. And in Buffalo, increasing sunshine with highs in the mid-70s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 82 degrees. The average low, 62. The record high, 96, set in 1935. And the record low, 44, in 1978. Sunrise this morning was at 5:28 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:33 p.m., 15 hours and 5 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Partly sunny and still a bit humid today with scattered showers, perhaps a thunderstorm, with highs in the lower 80s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, partly sunny, still a bit humid today with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm with highs in the mid-80s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the mid-60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, partly sunny, still a bit humid today with a scattered shower and highs around 80. Partly cloudy tonight, lows near 60. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, Partly sunny and still a bit humid today with scattered showers, perhaps a thunderstorm, with highs in the lower 80s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy. Also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Partly sunny and still a bit humid today with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm with highs in the lower 80s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, middle 80s. Mostly sunny with lower humidity on Sunday in the lower 80s. The humidity stays low with mostly sunny skies on Monday back to the mid-80s. A mix of sun and clouds with increased humidity on Tuesday near 90. Hazy, hot, and humid Wednesday with a scattered afternoon thunderstorm lower 90s. And scattered showers and possibly thunderstorms on Thursday back into the 80s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.